big leg day today in the weight room, so big leg workout. I did
muscles,
shoulders yesterday. Shoulders yesterday.
That's shoulder pain.
Yeah.
Spoken up.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
Yeah. Going a new route this year.
What are the hopes for you this year after you were pretty much a top three punter in most of the statistical categories last year?
Goals for me are always just to do my best to help the team win. And, you know, I had to be used a lot more a couple years ago than when Big Peyton came in. But that's the job of the punter, is just to be ready when called upon. So I just want to help the team win and want to go farther than we did last year. And I think if I'm focused on that, then the individual things kind of take care of themselves. And that's all good to get kind of up there in the statistics. But as long as it helps us win, that's what matters.
In many ways, is it in some ways, is it more difficult when you're infrequent? You know, you can't get in a rhythm going, you know, to stay consistent?
Sometimes. I think when you're out there every few minutes, you know, you do get in that rhythm. But that's the part of being a professional. You know, you just got to be ready at all times. And that's what mental stuff is on the sideline, and, you know, kicking the net when you need to, and just putting yourself in a situation in your mind that you might face in the game. So, it is nice to get more reps sometimes, but sometimes it's not. So I'd rather be winning than anything. So whatever I can do.
I'm sorry. Was it noticeable last year the leg strength at the end of the year was better because you had been used less frequently?
I don't know. I mean, if you really look at the numbers, I probably punted average number as anybody else in the league, or a normal year. Just the year before was so much more that it seemed like I was never out there last year. So, but we prepare enough physically that, as you can see, physically, you know, we work out a lot in the off season. We're prepared for everything in the season. But we take care of ourselves. The new weight staff is really good at stuff during the season and not doing too much heavy stuff for any position. It's a lot of core stuff, things that will be good for enduring like a whole year. So,
when you look at the additions, particularly Wes Welker, Louis Vasquez on offense, do you wonder if he'll get out there on the field at all this year?
maybe not. I mean, you kind of wonder that, but when you start thinking about that, then you're not as mentally prepared. I would love to start out, you know, maybe one punt in the first half because we're scoring and I'm just out there holding. That'd be awesome because we're winning, you know. But I like punting. That's my job. And I feel like God's blessed me with that. And, you know, anything I can do to help, like I said.
How happy are you with your contract situation, or disappointed when you look at what your brother got from the city and the long-term, you know, security and money?
I pinch myself every day driving into work that I'm blessed to do this job, and the fact that you get paid to do this is even better. So I think that's just icing on the cake. Dustin played 8 years in tough situations with, you know, tough record where he was, you know, like my year 2 years ago, he was out there like that. He's been out there like that every year. So I think he's earned it. In my opinion, he's the best in the league. There might be one guy that's related to him that could be better, but no, I'm just kidding. I think he's the best, and I strive to be like him. Contract, I'm just happy to be here, to be playing. I'm just happy to be here, you know, so I got no complaints at all.
What do you think about the Broncos bringing in Ryan Dorr to kick with you this summer?
It's cool. You know, we met him the other day. Nice kid. It's fun. I'll, you know, I want to help him out, and because, you know, I was there at one point, and that's just kind of the way the league is. You know, you have competition if you can. During camp, they're allowed more numbers, so why not make a competition out of it? I'm going to take it as, you know, it just can only make me better. Any other position you look at on the field, they all have competition too. It might not seem as obvious for some positions, but so I'm looking forward to it. You know, I think it's anything that can push me and make me, you know, better.
I
I guess it's your turn. I mean, Aaron was here last year with Lonnie. Matt had somebody in here 2 years ago. And if this is the first time in 3 years, you'll have another punter really here, right?
Yeah, it is. And honestly, when I first got in the league, it seemed like that was the thing every year. Everybody always had competition. It's just kind of the way of it. And so, you know, in a way, I enjoyed not having it some, because with punting, it's very similar to golf. You know, you got to – you're the biggest battle's in your head. You start thinking about somebody else. Sometimes that could be, you know, a little more than you even need. But I feel like I'm mentally tough enough now to have that, and that's kind of the norm of the NFL. You know, like I said, if they're allowed more specialists, why not have them? So I welcome it and, you know, looking forward to it and, you know, just – working hard. So
we didn't talk, a lot of us didn't, after that Baltimore game. What was it like punting in that cold with the ball
for? It took me a few hours after the game to get any feeling back in any body parts. It was very cold, but I think a lot of adrenaline, just that type of game. It was so awesome that really I felt like I hit the ball well, and the ball came off my foot good. And felt like I was able to do a good enough job to help us in situations when I was called upon. Never love playing in temperatures like that. That's pretty rough. But that situation with our crowd and everything, couldn't really beat it. So I think that I don't know. You weren't as focused on that, on the weather, as maybe you would typically be in the temperature like that. But the game, because the game was so great and such a great situation. But I enjoyed it. Hopefully, we get to do it again this year at home.
Maybe. What did you experience being the young punter coming in 4 years ago? What was that like, and how different was it from the subsequent camps when you were the guy?
You know, it's just, you never know what to expect. You're really scared. You feel inadequate to everybody. You have the devil on your shoulder pad telling you, you know, you're not good enough and things like that. And that just is the kind of thing that takes time. And I think all rookies have it. And I was kind of scared and a little fish in a big pond. And I still am. But once you get those game experiences and get some confidence, it changes things a lot. And but everything every year with kicking is you still got to grow, and it's everything changes. It's not like certain positions where, you know, you can kind of get where you need to be and settle in. Not that you do in other positions, but it's just a mental challenge every day. Every kick's different, and so I mean, it's different and the same, I guess, if that helps.
Will you practice different type of things this off season, like summer, like tackling and throwing the ball and that sort of stuff? Is that on the radar?
We do a lot of throwing to warm up and running routes to try to remember what it's like to be an athlete. Tackling, they throw in drills every now and then because they know, you know, everybody else is over there sweating. We're kind of on the other field. But
it does pertain to you, though. I mean, you've been in several situations where you've had to make those tackles.
Been a few situations I don't want to be in anymore, and I feel like that starts with me. If I hit what we need, then we never have to worry about that. But you always need to know how to do it. It's kind of hard to teach, you know, a 4-2 guy running at you and you're standing still, but we try to simulate it every maybe once or twice every 2 weeks during camp. So I'll tell Rogers maybe we should do a little more of it.
When you talk about competition, how helpful will you be? I mean, we saw it last year with Lonnie, and I mean, you're the holder on the, you know, on kicks, and obviously make your money punting. How helpful will you be to anyone that comes in and throws
you? You know, just like if you watch the way Peyton is with the younger guys, I mean, yeah, they're not as much competition. You know, it's not the same, but I feel like, you know, even when I came in with competing with Kern, I mean, he was good to me. He showed me things that I didn't know, and I feel like that's kind of my job as a veteran in that position, you know, but it – also, when teaching, if you've taught somebody younger than you or showed them things, it actually helps you too, because it helps you to focus on those things as well. Because you get to a point where you don't think about the little things sometimes, but when you start telling somebody else about little things, then you start remembering, hey, I need to work on these too, and it's kind of practice for yourself too. So in a way, I'm selfishly teaching this kid.
But you're not going to say turn the laces in towards the kicker.
I'm not. No. Yeah. Turn it this way instead of that way. No. You know, I'll help him out all I can, and like I said, I think it'll help me out. So.
You think with Pro Bowls and you know, getting accolades and that, that people will, no matter how good you do, they'll throw altitude at you. That's maybe one position where. You know, Prater, I think, goes through a little bit of that, too.
I think so. A couple years ago, I guess, my buddy from another team said that a friend on his team was, quote, he said, I can't, just on principle, I can't vote for a punter from Denver for the Pro Bowl. And that's the first thing people are going to think. And that's fine. I mean, just really happy to be, you know, here punting. Pro Bowl doesn't really matter, but when it comes down to kicking here, you still have to get hang time and not kick it too far and give your guys a chance. If you have a good net here or keep guys, you know, in the back of the end zone, then it's helping your team out. And sometimes it's harder to do that here.